on this morning. It's officially cold. I mean, it's cold. What is it, October 7? I guess it's about time.
Yeah, so what's going on? What's going on? I tell you what one big thing in the news that's be interesting to talk with you about. Roman Polanski, the American director that did Rosemary's Baby and a whole handful of others. He's a great director. He drugged and raped that 13-year-old girl and fled the United States. And the U.S. has sought extradition for a long, long time on him. Well, anyways, several weeks back he went to Switzerland. And they nabbed him. And they're holding him, and they've been holding him. And they want to send him back to the United States so that he could be arraigned on charges, which at this point he's an old man, so he'll probably die in jail if he gets convicted. And, you know, the girl that it happened to said they're making a much bigger deal out of this than they should. And, I mean, he got this lifetime achievement recently. There's so many conflicting things. So I think, what's the right thing to do? And this is really the crux of this. And it goes along the lines with, like, Phil Spector getting caught and getting convicted. Is that these guys feel like they have so much power and they wield so much influence that they can do whatever they want to do. And whatever space Polanski was in when he was a 40-year-old man who raped a 13-year-old girl, it's pretty fucked up. And the fact that he has the money and influence and wherewithal just to live in France and avoid conviction is fucked up too. And it's just karma. It's all it is. Doesn't matter what I think, really. I do think it's completely fucking wrong what he did. And I think it's completely brutally fucked up that he thought he could just get away with it and it would be washed under the rug and he'd live out the rest of his life. And there you go. That's the end of the story.
Hi, cow.
But that's just not the way it's going to work. This is a classic tale of karma. Just like with OJ. OJ got acquitted of the murders, and then later on, the fight for the sports memorabilia, he lost because of the murders. He got convicted finally, he got put in jail. And it's just that whole fucking, it goes around, it comes around. It's just like that with Polanski, you know?
He played a hand that was not good. And it's just coming back right now. It's just funny how life works. Seems like the older I get, the more I realize that all of those things of poetic justice just come flaring through like mad. Wow, that looks pretty cool. There's a whole field of grass that's just like frosty. Very frosty.
It's last night. I keep seeing these cell towers coming up. They're like these space-aged. Ooh, that's cool. All the steam coming off the lake. There's cool country photos going on around here.
Wait. I'd love whistling at these dogs out here. There's a bunch of dogs. There's these massive houses out here, and they're all out sniffing. And
I love getting them riled up. Man, that steam is sexy. If there wasn't anybody in there, I'd go over there and take some shots. The thing about it is, that kills me is, like, I know in regular neighborhoods, no one's out. Just, I don't rarely ever see anyone out. We're out all the time. Which is why the approaching cold is painful. But when I come out here on 155th, which is funny because you have the polar opposite to the beginning of the street, massive, huge, almost $250,000 homes, and then at the very end you got people scraping to get probably $300 for rent together for a biplex, duplex. But you got these massive houses out here. And they have ponds and pools and basketball goals and little kids swing sets. And I have maybe once seen a kid on a swing set. But other than that, I haven't seen anything going on, which is so bizarre. So I saw a little kid there at the bus stop reading books. And I see Zen swallowing books down. And when I was a kid, I don't remember reading at all. I mean, I remember being fascinated by having a book in my hand and smelling it and wondering what the hell was going on, but I don't think that I ever really read and snarfed down books that much. Maybe here and there, because it was a pop culture movie that was big at the time, like Karate Kid. But anyway, I'm glad I hopped on that wagon. It's a good wagon to be on. Let's see, I think other than that,
I think that's it. I think that's genuinely it. That's all I got for right now. Is one of the apartments here on 155th has their little couches out. The Napa car with those little hat on tops driving by. And old homeboy here is smoking up a cigar in the early morning. It might be dope. I mean, this guy's pulling on it hard. So we'll let a little air take us out this morning. And begin.